The city of Homer is trying to kick out campers at an unofficial campsite on the Homer Spit. Police are telling people living in a parking lot beside the Seafarers Memorial to move to an official campground down the road. KBBI's Quentin Chandler spoke with one camper who is willing to move, but he has one request.
Do you mind if I come in?
Yeah, come on in.
Ken Boyle is smoking a cigarette and listening to talk radio in his tiny camper, powered by a borrowed gas generator. The camper sits in the back of his pickup truck. Boyle is camping beside the Seafarers Memorial, dedicated to people who lost their lives at sea. He says he's a retired carpenter and was living in Happy Valley before he drove the 30-odd miles south to Homer.
I lived on a boat in the harbor for 12 years, so I kind of like it here.
Last spring and summer, he was camped at the city's seasonal campground beside Pier 1 Theater, but he moved after the campground closed for the winter. Now Boyle will have to move again. The city reopened its campground and is ordering all campers in the parking lot to leave. Homer Police Chief Mark Roble says the memorial parking lot was never intended for long-term camping.
There is a city ordinance that authorizes some camping in that parking lot when all the other campgrounds are closed.
The city's normal rules don't apply to the parking lot because it's not an official campground. Roble says people were camping there too long.
We had several people move into that parking lot and set up, and they were clearly there for the winter. Some of them towed different campers in different states of disrepair, and it was getting to be a big mess.
Police arrested some campers, and Chief Roble says a few even put the parking lot down as their home address. The Homer city manager reopened the campground near Pier 1 Theater earlier this winter so police could clear out the parking lot. According to city code, an official campground can only be used for 14 days before campers have to leave. City officials say it is $8 per day to camp in a tent and $15 to camp in RV, but those prices could change. Roble says the rules and fees will help with an annual problem.
At the end of the winter, we end up having to tow several of these derelicts away and take them to the dump. And this past spring, that got to be pretty expensive. We had several vehicles and campers out there that we had to deal with. So we're trying to avoid that problem in the future.
Roble says police told parking lot campers they had to move back in December. Ken Boyle has just one problem with that. He says the public bathrooms at the authorized campground are closed for the winter.
The police showed up, and I told them if they opened up the bathroom over there, I'd light this truck up and go over there. And he said he'd research it.
Boyle says he has bad legs, and the bathrooms closest to the campground are too far away. Roble says the bathrooms Boyle once opened are closed because they weren't designed for winter use, and it would cost too much to heat them. Still, Boyle has made up his mind.
It's obvious. Open the bathroom and I'll move.
Boyle says at the unofficial campsite, he is closer to a bathroom. Roble says police don't want to arrest anyone slow to change campsites. Instead, they're going to try to nudge campers into moving first. He says police have seen about 4 people leave the parking lot and there are around 10 campers left. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.